So on this very auspicious day, at the appearance of the Lord's eternal consort in the form of Sri Sita Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, my Param Guru Srila Prabhupada, and all the Vaishnavas. And I pray that on this day I can say a little something about Sita Devi for my own purification and try to understand something about the connection between Ramlila and Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila in a way that may help myself to become more inspired and progress further on this path. So the appearance of Sita Devi is a very important thing. Valmiki Muni, as described in the Balakanda, chapter 4, text 7 of Valmiki, of his Ramayana, he says, Kavyam Ramayanam Kritsnam Sitaya Charitam Mahat. What is the Valmiki Ramayana? He says, the Valmiki Ramayana, this entire poem, is just the glorification of Sita. Don't think it's about Ram. It's about Sita. This is the purpose of the Ramayana. So, it's described in the Brahmavivarta Purana that Maharaj Kusadvaj, he had two daughters, Tulsi and Vedavati, and that Vedavati is described, Tapas Tapva Vedavati Prapa Narayanam Varam Sita Janaka Kanya Sa Sarvata Parikirtita. The Vedavati performed austerities and to get Lord Narayan as her husband. And so she took birth as Maharaj Janak's daughter, Sita, who is famous everywhere. So it's described that Maharaj Kushadvaj's daughter, Vedavati, she was a partial manifestation of Lakshmi Devi, and she wanted so much to have the Lord as her husband. And so she began to perform great austerities. And at that time, there was one great womanizer who was traveling around the world looking for girls to spoil. And he was the son of a great Brahmin, but his name was Ravan. And Ravan arrived there, and when he saw Vedavati, he said, whatever lusty fellows say, I don't know, hubba hubba baby or whatever it was. And he made some indecent proposal to her. And Vedavati became very offended and angry. And she spoke harsh words to him. She rejected him. And then Ravan grabbed a hold of her hair. And Vedavati, with her shakti, she had so much potency from her austerities, she cut off that hair with her hand. And she said, now I've become contaminated by your touch, and I can't accept this body anymore. And so right in front of Ravan in that place, she, by her mystic power, she made a fire, and she entered into the fire and burned herself to death. Now, Ravan was just getting warmed up. Prior to that, he was really excited seeing his beautiful girl, and he was very disappointed seeing all this. But somehow, in kind of a sad way or contemplative way, he collected the ashes of Vedavati and he put them in a golden box. And he took them to Lanka and he kept them in a special place. And he used to go and visit that golden box every day. But from the day that golden box with the ashes of Vedavati arrived in Lanka, many, many inauspicious omens began to come in Lanka. And one day, Narad Muni, who is a troublemaker, and a very non-Partesian person, he also visits Kamsa sometimes and different demons. He visited Ravan. And when he came there, Ravan asked him, why are there so many inauspicious omens coming daily to Lanka? And Narad Muni told him, he said, I know you have a golden box. And inside that golden box is something very powerful. And he said, because you're keeping that golden box here, all these inauspicious omens are coming. You have to get rid of that box. If you destroy that box, then there'll be a great catastrophe. Don't destroy it, but just get rid of it. And so then Ravan arranged for that golden box to be thrown into the ocean. And later, some fishermen, they captured that box, and they brought it ashore. And a little later, some thieves stole the box from the fishermen, but they couldn't open the box, and eventually they just threw it away in a river. And in that river basin, thousands of years later, in the place known as Mithila, that box entered into the earth. And in that sacred place, the ashes of Vedavati took shape as a, in the form of a golden girl. And the Valmiki Ramayana further describes Janak Maharaj, he recalls this. He says, Atame Krishita Chaitram Langalad Utita Mama Chaitram Sodayata Labva Namna Siteti Vishruta. One day I was plowing. The king sometimes plows the land. That's an uncommon thing for a king to do. But he was performing a yajna, and they take a golden plow and they plow the land. He said, I was plowing the land one day for a sacrifice, to get ready for a sacrifice, and suddenly my plow hit a golden box. And we dug into the ground, we opened that box, and there was a beautiful girl there. And so from that furrow, from that place we were plowing, that line, we call that line when you're plowing a furrow in English. In Sanskrit, the word for that furrow is Sita. And so Janak Maharaj said, I named that little girl after that furrow in the land. So she's also known as Ayonija, or that personality who is not born from a womb. This is Sita Devi. Sita Devi is the Lord's eternal consort. And when we see Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, we see Krishna, but in a different kind of mood. Lord Ramachandra, he's Maryada Purushottam. He's Bhagavan. When Bhagavan desires to enjoy pastimes of being the ideal king, the ideal father, the ideal husband, the ideal brother, he's ideal in every respect, then he comes as Maryada Purushottam Ramachandra. And his Shakti manifests as Sita, his divine consort. And so many, many pastimes are there. When I was a young devotee, I think I read Valmiki Ramayana maybe 4 or 5 times, but after the first time, there was one section which I couldn't tolerate reading because it just didn't make sense to me, and frankly, it hurt my heart. And that was a section where Kaikeyi demands from her husband Dasarath that you should banish Ramachandra to the forest. How? What is this? This is not a nice thing. Because Kaikeyi, don't think that Kaikeyi is some ordinary person. Sometimes people say that Mantara, she convinced Kaikeyi. How will say that? Kaikeyi is an eternal associate of the Lord. And you're going to expect me to believe that some ordinary person changed the heart, the devotion of this eternal associate of the Lord. Kaikeyi, it said, had more love for Ramachandra than Kausalya, Lord Ramachandra's birth mother. She loved Ramachandra like anything. And now we're going to be convinced that that bhakti, that love of Kaikeyi, was somehow perverted and twisted by some ordinary person. Now, other people say that it was Sarasvati Devi who entered the mind or the tongue of Mantara and was able to speak in such a way to convince Kaikeyi, because the Devatas had a problem. Their problem was this 10-headed Ravan, and they wanted to destroy him. And so with that purpose, Sarasvati entered into mantra and Sarasvati convinced Kaikeyi. I also find that abhorrent, a very objectionable explanation, although it's given in some Puranas, but Gaudiya Vaishnavas won't accept that. That the demigods are more powerful than the Lord's eternal associates. And that somehow they can twist that divine bhakti of the Lord. So I had this dissatisfaction for many years. And some years ago we were shopping for books, one of my favorite activities, in a wonderful place, in Kolkata, where they have, near the University of Kolkata, where they have many, many old rare books. And I found a copy of Valmiki Ramayana in Bengali script with a commentary, a Gaudiya Vaishnava commentary. It's a very unusual thing. And in that commentary, there is a very interesting explanation, which also helps us to understand something more of the position of Sita Devi. And there it's described that indeed Kaikeyi had so much love for the Lord. But when Ramachandra got married to Sita, Kaikeyi was over the moon. She was so happy. Because Kaikeyi was the youngest wife of Dasarath. She was the most beautiful wife of Dasarath. And she was a little romantic. And when she saw that Ram married such a wonderful girl, Kaikeyi was beside herself with joy. But then, as things progressed, Kaikeyi became increasingly more and more unhappy as the days went by, because she saw that Sita and Ram were not able to enjoy themselves in the way they should, because there's so much protocol. As soon as Lord Ramachandra enters the room, someone's blowing a trumpet and singing Yuvaraj. Ramachandra has come. And there's always so many people around them. And Sita and Ram couldn't enjoy in a natural way. And Kaikeyi, who's a very romantic young girl, she's always thinking the way we think, Jai Radha Madhav Kunja Bihari. That the natural place of the pastimes of the Lord and his consort is in the forest. So Kaikeyi was thinking, Ram and Sita, somehow they should be able to just be able to wander about in the forest and be able to enjoy themselves without so many people harassing them and so much court protocol and things. How could we do that? And then Kaikeyi, she remembered the two promises that her husband Dasarath had previously given her when she saved his life on a battle once he was fighting and he was wounded severely. And Kaikeyi rescued her husband and tended to his wounds and healed him. And Dasarath gave her a benediction that I'll give you whatever you like. I'll give you two benedictions. And Kaikeyi, she said, there's nothing that I want. I just love my husband. Anyway, if you want these things, these two things, whenever you want, you ask for them. Okay. So Kaikeyi, she remembered that promise. And she thought, I can arrange for this thing for Sita and Ram. But if I do this, everyone throughout history will hate me. If I do this, then it'll kill my husband. But Kaikeyi had so much devotion to Ram and to Sita. And she thought, even if that happens, so be it. Let everyone hate me. Even let my husband die. But Ram and Sita should be able to come together in a very sweet, natural way. We have a similar mood in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We sing that Narottam Das Thakur, he sings it. Radha Krishna Pranamor, Jugala Kishore, Jivane Marani Gati Nahi Aramor. That this is the only thing that we want to see. We want to bring Radha and Krishna together. We want to bring the divine couple together. Jivane Marani Gati Nahi Aramor. In life or in death, this is the only thing, Narottam Das Thakur says, that I want. And so this is Kaikeyi's desire. And so this whole drama came about, which I won't repeat, because I think probably most of you, maybe hopefully all of you, know this story about how Kaikeyi demanded these two benedictions from her husband. Number one, that Ram be banished to the forest. Number two, that her son Bharat be crowned as the king. So there's some purport behind this, and it has to do with the position of Sita and Ram. Ram Lila is more popular in India than Krishna Lila, because Ram is Marya Purushottam. People can relate to him. But Krishna is very difficult to relate to. He has so many wives and things. But even in Ram Lila, there's one particular pastime concerning Sita, which people have a very hard time accepting, understanding. Even sometimes some people say it's interpolated. And this is the pastime when Lord Ramachandra banished Sita. Sita came from the earth. And in this pastime, she returned to the earth. It's described that Lord Ram, after he killed Ravan, he returned to Ayodhya with Sita, and he wanted to see what the attitude of the residents of Ayodhya were toward his ruling, toward his management. And so he went in disguise, and one day he heard a washerman severely criticizing his wife. And he told his wife that you're not allowed in the house anymore. You've been out all night long. Who knows where you've gone? And she said, well, I'm sorry. I got locked out of the house and it wasn't my fault. And he said, don't think I'm just some kind of wishy-washy, sentimental guy, soft guy like Ramachandra, who accepted Sita back even though she had been in the house of another man. I reject you. When Ramachandra heard that, as the ideal king, he put his kingdom, his subjects, above his own personal satisfaction, his own personal desire, and even the personal desire of his dear associate, Sita Devi, because he's a king. He's Marya Purushottam. And the ideal king, he has to consider the benefit of the subjects even before his own pleasure. So even though Lord Ramachandra knew that Sita was faultless, he had to do this. But a question comes, how did this happen to Sita? What was her fault? There's a story in this regard, which we printed some years ago, which appears in the fifth canto, chapter 57 of the Padma Purana. And it's a story which is told by Nantasesh to Vatsyayana Muni. And he speaks about Maharaj Janak and how he was living in Mithila and how he had a wonderful daughter named Sita. And how Sita was wandering in the forest one day and she came across two parrots. And these parrots were singing about the pastimes of a very wonderful, wonderful king whose name was Ramachandra. Those two parrots had been living in the ashram of Valmiki Muni. And Valmiki Muni had realized the Ramayana even before it took place. And so he was singing the Ramayana in his ashram, and these two parrots had heard it, and they'd memorized the entire pastime. And so when Sita heard these two parrots, she said, wow, that's really good. I like this story very much. And Sita managed to capture one of those parrots, the female parrot. It was a husband and wife parrot. She managed to capture the female parrot, and she put that parrot in a cage, and she took the parrot home with her. And she was very, very attached to hearing that Ram Lila. But that parrot, she was pregnant. And she pleaded with Sita, please, it's not right. You should let me go. But Sita was so attached to hearing that Ram Lila, she couldn't tolerate that. She couldn't let that parrot go. And even though the parrot repeatedly pleaded with her. And finally, that female parrot, she died out of separation from her husband. And then her husband cursed her. That just as you've separated my wife and I when my wife was pregnant, you'll also become separated from your husband. And that parrot was so angry, that male parrot, he left his body and he took birth in Ayodhya. as a washerman. And it was that washerman who arranged for Sita to be banished in this way. And according to Garga Sanhita, that same washerman took birth again later in the city of Mathura. And again he was a washerman. And the same Lord Ramachandra came, this time as a son of Nanda Maharaj, Sri Krishna. And when he entered into Mathura, he wanted to have some of the clothes of that washerman. The washerman was a personal washerman for King Kamsa. And you may know the story. To get to the final point of it, Krishna exhibited a karate chop and cut off the head of that washerman who previously had created this offense of separating him from his divine consort, Sita. So many, many things should be said about this topic. It's a very, very deep subject matter. We should understand, as aspiring Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the connection between Krishna Lila and Ram Lila and Gaura Lila. In the Radha Sahasranam, which is spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati, text 67 describes, Vaikuntha Deva Deva Jyatata Vaikuntha Sundari. The Srimati Radharani, she's Vaikuntha Sundari. She's a goddess of Vaikuntha. She's Mahalasa. She's a very gentle person. She's Vedavati. Vedavati Sita Sadvipati Brata. And she's also known as Sita. Therefore, she's Pati Brata. This is Srimati Radharani. That Sita Devi is a manifestation of Radharani. My Guru Maharaj spoke about this in a very, very deep way. I'd like to repeat a few things I heard from him in this regard. He said that there's two vastu tattvas, or two tattvas, manifestations of the Lord, Patitva and Ramatva. Ramatva means not Ramachandra, but Ramatva means the Lord is a supreme enjoyer. Sita's love for Ramachandra is Patitva. She sees him as her pati, her husband. And that love is hoitaki priti. It has a cause, a motivation. Because you're supposed to love your husband, right? You have to love your husband. So Sita loves Ramachandra partly because that's her husband. So there's some sambandha upadika. It's sopadika priti. Upadi means some designation. Her love for Ramachandra has this designation. I am his wife. He's my husband. It's sambandha upadika. There is an upadi based on their sambandha. But Srimati Radharani's love is nirupadika priti. It has no upadis, no designation. It's ahoitaki priti. It has no cause. So when Purna Bhagavan becomes Patitva Pradhan, when he becomes the object or the manifestation of husbandhood, he's the ideal Maryada Purushottam, then that Hladini Shakti, Satita Pradhan, the chaste devoted wife, manifests in the form of Sita. And Lord Ramachandra takes a vow, Ekopatni Brata. He's Ekopatni Brata Dara. He's taken this vow, I'll only accept one wife. But Lord Ram, he had this greed. How can I relish nirupadika prem? I'm relishing this sopadika prem. Upadi means a designation. Again, I'm relishing this love. It has some upadi. And that's not fully relishable for me. So he had that greed in Ram Lila, but it couldn't be fulfilled in Ram Lila because he'd taken this vow. He's Ekapatni Bratadara. I have taken this promise. I'm not going to accept more than one wife. The Hladini Shakti, the Shakti of the Lord, has a principle of service. The Purna Brahma Swayam Bhagavan, in whatever form the Lord appears, then that Hladini Shakti appears in a way to please Purna Brahma, the Supreme Lord. So when Purna Brahma Swayam Bhagavan becomes Patitva Pradhan, then Hladini Shakti becomes Sita Devi and a relish Swakya Ras. And she becomes the object, he becomes the object of Patitva for her. But he has this greed, how to relish this Nirupadika Priti Ras. How to relish this Parakya Ras. And so, Bhagavan gives up that Patitva, and he accepts Ramatva. And he becomes Sri Krishna. He appears as Rashika Shekhar Rasalampata Nagarendra Shingara Rasaraj. Krishna, who's Rasaraj, who's a supreme relisher of everything. Sometimes in the Mahamantra devotees, they think that Ram means Ramachandra. And even there's conversation I came across with Srila Prabhupada, and someone said, so Ram in the Mahamantra is Ramachandra, or is it Parshuram? Or is it Balaram? You're asking like this. And Prabhupada said, you can see as you like. But as a note of interest, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gopal Guru Goswami, all four of them have written commentaries on the Mahamantra, and none of them have described Ram as being Ramachandra in the Mahamantra, because we consider Hare to be the vocative form of Hara or Radha. And how can we accept Radha Ramachandra, Radha Balaram, Radha Parshuram? That's Rasabhas. We don't accept that. But some patients may have some conception like that. That's okay. But in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Dhara, our line of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we don't accept that. Rather, we see Rama in the Mahamantra is Ramatva, is Radhika Raman. So there are many, many different pastimes which connect Krishna Leela and Ram Leela. During Treta Yuga, when Lord Ramachandra was in the forest, he came to with Sita to Odisha, to the place known as Ramuna. And it was named Ramuna because it gave so much pleasure to the mind there. And while there in Ramuna, they saw so many cows. And when Lord Ram saw those cows, he became very pleased in the heart. And Sita, seeing a smile on her husband's face, she inquired from her husband, my dear Pati, my dear husband, why do you look so happy? And then Lord Ram revealed something very confidentially. He said, seeing all these cows reminds me of the pastimes we're going to perform in Dwarpar Yuga in Vrindavan. And he began to speak about that. And Sita said, well, this is very nice. That form of Krishna, the son of Nandamaraj, sounds very beautiful. I'd like to see that form. So Lord Ram said, Tatastu, so be it. He took one of his arrows and a stone, and he began to carve a deity of Krishna, who later became known as Kirchor Gopinath. So there's some connection in that way. And many, many topics we could speak about. I'm not going to have time for all that. The Garga Sanhita tells an interesting story that Lord Ram, he married Sita, but as the ideal king, he had to banish her. And then what could he do? Because he has to perform yajna. He's married to Purushottam. He's the ideal king. And the ideal king definitely performs yajna. But you cannot perform yajna without your wife. So Lord Ram, he asked his ministers, what should I do? And they said, anyway, you should get married again. And Lord Ramachandra, he said, no, I took this vow, ekopatni brata. They said, it's no harm. You're a king. You can accept so many wives. He said, no. I'm Mayura Purushottam. I'll only accept one wife. He said, what can I do? And they said, well, one thing you can do. Yada yado karat yagyam ramo rajiva lochana tada tada swanamayim sitam kritva vidanata. You make a golden deity of Sita, because that deity is non-different from your wife, and then you can perform yajna. And Lord Ramachandra performed so many yajnas. There were hundreds, he did hundreds of yajnas. There were hundreds of those golden sitas, and they had a closet somewhere in the palace where he kept all those deities. And one day, all those deities of Sita, it's described Yajna Sita Samuho Bhun Mandire Ragavashcha Tas Chaitanya Gana Bhutva Rantum Ramam Samagata. They came to life and they approached Lord Ramachandra, Rantum Ramam Samagata. You're our husband. We want to enjoy with you. We want to be with you. And Lord Ramachandra, he told them, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I took a vow, ekopatni bratta. I'm only going to accept one wife. And those ladies, they said, we are your wife. We are Sita. He said, well, yeah, but there's also so many of you. And they told him, they chastised him, that you're supposed to be a dharmic person. You accepted us in the yajna. And now you're rejecting us. This is a very, very bad thing. But Lord Ramachandra, he said, it's true what you're saying, but I, ekopatni brataham, iti rajasi, sita yaikeya. I took this vow. I'm only going to accept Sita as my wife. Therefore, tasma duyam duparyante punye brindabane bane bhavishyata karishyami yusma kam tu manoratam. At the end of Dwarpar Yuga, you'll all take birth in the land of Vrindavan. Ta braje pi bhavishyanti yagyasitas cha gopika. And you'll all become gopis in Vrindavan. And in this way, I'll satisfy your desire. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks a similar thing, very interesting, in Navaridham Mahatmya, in chapter 14. He says that purva kolpe jabi rama hoila banabasi, that in a previous kolpa, when Lord Ramachandra became a banabasi, a resident of the forest, that they came to Modruma Dweep, present day Mamugachi. And they were there, he was there with Lakshman and Sita. And one day, sitting there, opa opa hasya kori shiragunandana, he smiled in a very sweet way. And Sita Devi, she said, why are you smiling? And Ramachandra at that time, Rami Bole Suno Sita, he said, listen, Sita Janaki Nandini, daughter of Janak Maharaj, Ati Gopaniya, I'll speak something to you very, very confidential. Danya Kali Jabi Hoy Enadiyaya. In the age of Kali, which is known as Danya Kali, or very, very opulent age of Kali, Pitavarna Rupa Mora Deki Bari Pai. I'll assume a golden form, and I'm going to appear here in Nabadweep. I'll appear in the house of Jagannath Mishra from Sachi Devi's womb in the form of Gauranga. And at that time, Sri Nama Mahatma Ami Koribi Prakash, I'll reveal the glories of the holy name. And he says, Sanyasa Koriya Ami. Jaba Nilachale. I'll take sannyas and I'll go to Jagannath Puri Nilachal. Kandi be janani shiye vadu loye kole. And at that time, my mother will take my wife, her daughter-in-law, on her lap, and together they'll cry and cry. When Sita Devi heard that from Lord Ramachandra, she said, that's not very nice. Why would you leave your good wife, leave your mother, and make them cry? What is the necessity of taking sannyas? What are you going to accomplish by causing so much grief to them? And Ramachandra at that time, he said, hey, Priye, tumi sabajan, you know everything, but jivere shikate ebi hoila agyan. To teach common people, you're acting like you don't know things properly. And he says, amate je prema bhakti tara asvadana, that prema bhakti is relished in two ways. Dui mata hoi sita sunaha vachana. You please understand this thing. Amara samyogi suk samboga bolia. Love for me is relished both in sambog, in union, and in vipralamba, or separation. The happiness is relished in both ways. And he said that Bhakta Mora Nitya Sange Sambhoga Vanshaya, that my devotees only desire union with me. But by my mercy, Mama Kripa Bhasi Tara Vipralamba Hoy, by my mercy, they also enjoy, they also relish Vipralamba. And he says, Vipralambe Dukha Jay Amara Karana Parama Ananda Tahe Jani Bhakta Jan. The bhaktas, they know that this unhappiness, this Vipralambe Dukha, this unhappiness from Vipralamba is actually Parama Ananda. It's actually the greatest happiness. Vipralamba Seshi Jabi Samboga Udoy Purva Peksha Koti Guna Suke Sukatahi Hoy. The happiness they get from meeting after this Vipralamba, this separation, is millions of times greater than the happiness of meeting me directly. And he, Lord Ramachandra then told Sita, Sri Garanga Avatari Koshala Janani Sachi Devi Aditi Vedeti Jara Dvani, that my mother Koshala, she'll take birth in Kali Yuga as Sachi Devi, and she'll become my mother. And to me, he says, you, to me, Vishnu Priya Rupi Sebibi Amari, and you're going to come, Sita Devi, in the form of Vishnu Priya. And he said, you know, previously in Ayodhya, or later on in Ayodhya, I was worshiping so many golden deities of you to perform yajna. And he told her, Taravini moi tumi nadi anagare goranga pratima kori puji be amari. You'll also worship a deity of me, a golden deity in the city of Nadia. And that deity is Sona Garanga, who's still there today in Navadvip. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So many, many things can be said. It's a little late right now. I think we should stop here. Maybe some devotees have some comments, some reflections quickly about Sita Devi or something.